DJ and Brian from the Backstreet Boys are with us. Welcome to the UK. Straight into the top five this week with Saving My Heart, so congratulations for that. Now, this is a classic Backstreet ballad. It's, you know, they're doing the ballads that you prefer, or is it the party songs?
I think our favourites when we're performing live are up-tempo songs that we can dance to. When we are in the studio, I find it personally a little easier to sing the ballads, the love songs and stuff. Playing games with my heart. I enjoy those more for my personality. But Saving My Heart is kind of a mixture of both, because we're known for our mid-tempos as well. Kind of quit playing games, as long as you love me. Yeah. I want it that way. You can't really consider them slow songs, but Saving My Heart is kind of mid.
And the bit where you have to, like, get up off the stools halfway through. We like that.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. This is the first single from Black and Blue, the new album. Now, all your fans will want to know about this, so tell us what's on it, how it is, what's different, what's the same.
One of the biggest differences on this new record is the fact that 7 out of the 13 songs on the record were, 2 of which were written by us as a group, and some different songs individually were written by Howie, myself. Nick did a lot of writing on one of the songs that we did as a group. We got more involved in the writing and the production side. And each song definitely, from track to track, has got its own individuality. Every song does not sound the same, which is cool. I mean, you can go from track 1 to track 5 and everything sounds completely different.
Are you still working with people like Max Martin?
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're still working with Max and Rami and the whole Sharon family. We recently did some stuff with 2 brand new Swedish producers by the name of Francis and LaPont. We worked with Rodney Jerkins. One of the songs that we all wrote together as a group, Time, we worked with Babyface in Los Angeles. He produced it, which was awesome because all of us are huge fans of, you know, Face and the whole the Face crew and After 7 and all those guys.
I was going to say, where's the point come where you have to stop being the Backstreet Boys? Because you've been going, how long has it been now? Since 95, right?
Since 95, throughout Europe and the UK. I mean, yeah, since about 95, but
we've been doing this for almost 8 years now, collectively. Yeah. So some of the guys have known each other for 10, 12 years. I mean, this has been going on a long, long time.
Yeah.
And I think there will come a time when we will probably go in 5 different directions, but that will not be the end of the Backstreet Boys. We'll just have probably 5 different things going on, take a little downtime, and come back together and do another record.
This is a bit like what's been happening here with the Spice Girls, where they all actually go off and do their own thing, but still remain together as a band, which does seem to be a possible thing to do, so maybe that's...
Yeah, we don't want to hold anybody back from other individual aspirations that they have.
Over the summer, you disappointed, I think, probably about 99.9% of your fan base with Kevin and Brian getting married. Does the term boy band still apply? Is that something you're still quite comfortable with?
We're not comfortable with that.
No, we're not.
We're not actually comfortable with that at all, just because it's a label.
Yeah.
It's like a stamp. And we were not fabricated. We were not put together. We were not... That we're kind of the creators of all this hysteria that's going around now, and now there's 20 million of us, groups like us, which is cool because, you know, we're fortunate to be in the situation that we're at, but we don't like the boy band term.
Are there any British artists or acts that really do it for you at the moment?
I'll take that one. I have to say probably Westlife. So I say Westlife and probably B.B. Mac are my 2 favorites out of the ones. Not just because I like the fact that they do a lot of acoustic things and they play instruments and, you know, I mean, granted, by the appearance, people would also label them as a boy band, but, you know, just the fact that they're playing their own instruments and things like that, I think it kind of separates them a little bit, but, you know.
Craig David, I like his stuff. I was watching the TV earlier, and I really like his sounds, his productions, his voice, his vocals. It's cool.
Well, listen, thank you for coming back and gracing us with your presence in the UK. AJ and Brian from the Backstreet Boys, thank you.
Thank you.